And joining us now is UCLA head coach Corey Close. Coach, if you would begin with a brief opening statement, and then we'll open it up for media.
How fun is this? This is just such a great time of year, and just I'm just so grateful to have the opportunity to compete and be in this amazing conference. I just am so grateful to the coaches that bring out the best in how you have to adjust, and it demands your best. And so this is just an awesome time of year, and I'm just extremely grateful.
And now we'll open it up to for questions.
At this time, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Cheryl Coward with HopeFeed.com.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
So you had a close call with Oregon State, but you ended the season with two good wins against some dangerous teams. What are some of the lessons that you hope to impart from those last few games going into the tournament to keep your team focused?
Well, I think it's really trying to, you know, I stole this from, you know, actually Gino Auriemma was talking to his team about really the focus being on A-level work, A-level preparation, and, you know, trying to completely say, look, if you want A-level results, if you want to be playing your best basketball in the best conference in the country at the most pressurized time, then you got to do the most work to prepare. So that's really been my total message is, you know, A-level work every moment, playing present and finishing empty in everything that you do. And to really pay attention to the inches in that, whether you get rewarded or whether or not you fall short like we did against Oregon State, to go back and just let your mistakes be feedback and to continue to have it push you forward in terms of growth and adjustments.
To follow up on that, what teams do you feel are the most dangerous that are playing in that first round?
Oh, it is hard to narrow that down. You're going to make me look bad with that question. I think there's just so many. I'm really impressed with how Arizona has been playing. I think Cal is really hot, but Arizona State, I mean, I just got done watching their last four games, and you know, I don't care about the results, their trajectory. I mean, obviously in the Bay they would have liked different results, but as you watch their trajectory and their process and then how they finished against the Oregons in terms of how they're playing, I think you have to put them in that mix. So, I mean, I think that's why I've been tooting the horn of this conference so much all year, is that it's not just the top of, you know, Oregon and those guys that are determining the bar. It's the raising of the ones that are coming from, you know, the bottom half in numerically, but in terms of how they're playing, that's just not how it works. They are playing at such a high level. So I think that's what makes our conference so deadly, is that there's a lot of hot teams that are playing at a really high level on that very first day.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Metcalf with Arizona Republic.
Can you go into ASU a little more if you end up playing them in the quarter? So your first game with them was obviously just a two-point game. What really makes them a difficult matchup?
Well, I think, you know, Charlie is just she's proven over the test of time that she knows how to get her team to play better as a unit even than they have individually. And I think that the teamwork and the selflessness and the commitment to defense, I think that's what has made them traditionally so difficult to face, especially in March. They have great depth as a team. They have different kids who have stepped up in different moments. And so, you know, it was a back and forth game, the entire game. And you know, we needed a pretty amazing finish to be able to pull out that win in Tempe, but they just have been playing so well. And I think they're more balanced now than even they were at that time. And, you know, I don't think it has to all run through Ibis. And I think they have other kids that have been really stepping up. And I think they've always are going to do a great job on the defensive end of the court, but they've gotten some punch from some new and different people that I think make them a little bit harder matchup.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Coach, that's all time we have for you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.